Welcome back to Work, Train, Study. My name is Eli, the producer of this show. Please welcome Dr. Toby Larson and Professor Raul Castillo.
In this episode, I want to talk a little bit about communication, how we talk to others, and how we make sure that we're actually being honest, sincere, and authentic in how we communicate and approach others. Let me start off with some personal irks or icks or just things I don't like. One of the biggest things that's a turnoff for me is mindless behavior. You see people just face down, eating their food, scrolling through their phone, and they look like they're on repeat, like they're an Android that's stuck in a loop, right? That just I do not like. I don't dislike the person for being that way. I hate that we're in a situation where a lot of people choose that as their form of soothing, this passive escapism into the phone, into visual images, tuning out the surrounding areas and not finding people to actually connect with and have personal relations that will really be the source of having quality in their lives. Some of the things that that thing creates is automatic interactions or autotronic interactions with other people. So go to a store, pay attention to how the clerk interacts with people as they're checking out. Notice it's the same pattern. They're in kind of an automated mode of customer service. Not that that's bad or their fault. They're just trying to make it through the day and working retail checkout. I did it before. It's a rough job. It's a lot of time on your feet and not that much fun and kind of mindless. So I get it. But as we continue those interactions, they'll permeate into other areas of our life. A place where I see this happen the most is it creates a non-focus into conversations. People will enter into conversations with a goal to have a certain amount of input or to be heard, as opposed to coming at it as a way to connect and be curious in each other. So the way that will look sometimes at a dinner table is maybe you talk about having a dream to go visit England and live there for a while. And somebody else says, you know, it's really rainy there. It gets really cloudy there. I don't know if that's such a great place. That's coming from a place of judgment. When you interact with people like that, be aware of it and try to change what you're trying to do in your mind. Instead of trying to make yourself the center, realize that connection's what you're going for and try to consider some curiosity that you may have. What is it about England that you are really attracted to? What is it that makes you want to be there? Get into those questions as opposed to trying to apply value statements onto what other people are saying in situations where they're not asking for advice or value statements to be given. That happens because we end up mindlessly entering into these conversations and we go into automated mode most of the time. It's not that somebody wants to throw rocks at your dream. They're just trying to find a way to interact. But unfortunately, the way they interact is not conducive to deeper connection. And so one of the impulses I tell people to lean into is curiosity. And if you're not curious in the person that you're having a conversation with, there's something there that you need to reevaluate then, even more so. But hopefully most of the people that you're around and actually having deep conversations with, you're truly interested in. I'll find at times they'll say something that will get an inner dialogue starting in my head because I'll realize, oh, there's a point there and I want to make a point. But it will kill the conversation if I just step in and give that point. If I continue to think about that point, I'm now not paying attention and no longer picking up what the other person's saying. If they're talking about a personal experience, even worse when we do that. So instead, remind yourself, wait, I have a point. Oh, I'm curious about this person though. Let me listen more. Bring your attention to their eyes or their mouth or their facial expression. Lean into them if they're leaning towards you. Relax your shoulders if their shoulders are relaxed. Try to adopt some of their behavior so that you're truly tuned into them and process everything they're saying. And then when they're done, then you can reflect back. And if your point was lost, most likely there's a reason for it. Your subconscious maybe is helping you out to not go into conversations that make no sense. So consider those things as you go about your regular day and try to be more aware of how your interactions are occurring and just be deliberate about being authentically curious and try that on and see how that works. It's been great talking to you all. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for listening. As always, Work, Train, Study.